Welcome to Selected Shorts, a celebration of the short story. The subject of this edition is Wondrous Women. Kathleen Chalfant reads Teolinda Gersau's The Red Fox Fur Coat.
On her way home one day, a humble bank clerk happened to see a red fox fur coat in a furrier's shop window. She stopped outside and felt a shiver of pleasure and desire run through her, for this was the coat she had always wanted. There wasn't another one like it, she thought, running her eyes over the other coats hanging from the metal rack or delicately draped over a brocade sofa. It was rare, unique. She'd never seen such a color, golden with a coppery sheen, and so bright it looked as if it were on fire. The shop was closed at the time, as she discovered when giving in to the impulse to enter. She pushed at the door. She would come back tomorrow, as early as possible, in her lunch break, or during the morning. Yes, she would find a pretext to slip out during the morning. That night, she slept little and awoke feeling troubled and slightly feverish. She counted the minutes until the shop would open. Her eyes wandered from the clock on the wall to her wristwatch and back while she dealt with various customers. As soon as she could, she found an excuse to pop out and run to the shop, trembling to think that the coat might have been sold. It had not, she learned, been sold. She felt her breath return, her heartbeat ease, felt the blood drain from her face and resume its measured flow. It could have been made for you, said the saleswoman when the bank clerk put the coat on and looked at herself in the mirror.